Welcome to 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century. This is a series of episodes to highlight research on the campus at UT El Paso to celebrate the 100th birthday of UT El Paso. Today we're talking to Eric Freudenthal from the Department of Computer Science. And Eric, welcome.
Thanks for having me here.
Tell us, what does somebody in computer science do in the way of research, particularly you?
I'm a systems researcher. I look at the underlying plumbing that enables programs to run well. And my students are investigating how to improve the essentially waste management for programs. See, as programs execute, they need to allocate memory to store temporary results. And one way that's been commonly used is to make the programmer's responsibility to determine and identify when pieces of memory are no longer needed. And the challenge here is that it's easy to screw up. If a programmer doesn't identify their waste, then the program can essentially run out of available memory because it hasn't identified the memory that should be recycled. And on the other hand, if they recycle something they need, the program will malfunction. And there's been this alternative approach brewing for probably 45 years, having the program automatically identify what isn't needed. And the traditional problem with this is this, it's an expensive computation, and you can't stop, let's say, a cell phone app or a mobile phone app for a half second of garbage collection when you run out of resources. In particular, that was what the original release of Android did, and it had horrible pauses, and everyone noticed them, and wasn't nearly so successful till they put in what's called a background garbage collector that would run in the background while the program was running. And that was a big win because while the system still paused, it didn't pause nearly as much. And just on a whim, a couple of my students looked at how Android controlled the garbage collector and found that the algorithms they used were naive, that they were based on a couple of constants that were assumed to work for all programs. I assume that it's not that the team that put it together was naive, but instead that they had other fish to fry.
They needed a general result.
They needed something that would work well enough, and frankly, there are more than a billion of those devices out there now, so clearly it's good enough. But anyone who's got an iPhone will be pleased to demonstrate to an Android owner how much smoother their display is because it keeps up with your finger. It doesn't have these little one or two frame delays.
So what did your students do then when they found this anomaly?
Well, we came up with alternative heuristics for predicting when memory was going to be exhausted and starting garbage collection at an appropriate time. You don't want to do it too frequently because you burn up the battery. You don't want to do it too late because you run out. And they also came up with a new technique which we're calling the spleen. The idea is it holds a reserve of memory for just those moments that you predicted wrong. And that carries us through, and we have essentially no prolonged pauses.
This has been 100 at 100. Research for Our Next Century. Our guest was Eric Freudenthal from the Department of Computer Science, and my name is Keith Pannell.